Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Deborah Zabella.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Awesome. What can I do for you today, Deborah?
I just had Arch Top installed, and I'm trying to set it up on my computer. And I selected the Wi-Fi, and it's telling me there's usually an enter a PIN number, and I don't see any 4-to-8-digit PIN number on the router itself.
Interesting. So the PIN number typically is the Wi-Fi password. So I'm not sure if they wrote down the Wi-Fi password for you.
No, it's not. It's asking me for an 8-digit PIN. It won't accept that many numbers.
Oh, interesting. Okay, what is your service address, please?
It's 139 Joseph Drive.
Okay. All right, I'm working on pulling up your account now.
Mm-hmm. I took a picture of the router, and I don't see any 8-digit number. The only one that I saw close, I entered, and it did not take it.
Okay.
It said P / N, which I assumed was the PIN number.
Yeah, that's actually the part number. So that's usually for, like, the manufacturer of the router. So, like, whenever they ask for, like, a part number, I'm still pulling that up for you. What is the best callback number for you in the event that we get disconnected, please?
845-750-9996.
Okay, perfect. All right, and I'm taking a look here to see if I can find that information for you. Now, is it through the HomePass app that it's asking you for that?
No, it's through the website. When I go to select the internet, and I select the new internet, and I hit enter, it says enter the PIN from the router label, usually 8 digits. And it says the PIN is a 4- or 8-digit number. You can find the PIN displayed on the device.
Okay, so what website are you on?
Not on the website, I'm on settings. Not on the website, settings to select which. You go to the internet to select which internet you want. And since I have two of them currently, I went to Archtop and I selected Archtop. And it's asking me for a PIN number.
Okay, so you're on your settings on which device?
My laptop.
Okay. So at that point, do you see, are you using Windows or Mac?
Windows.
Okay. So at the bottom right, where you can select the Wi-Fi, is it telling you? Okay. So with that being said,
I selected the Archtop Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And when I selected next, it then asked me for a PIN number.
Okay. Because that's a bit interesting. Because normally, as long as it's set to WPS2, it should ask you for a security key instead of a PIN.
It's asking me for a PIN. I don't know what to tell you. I changed the Wi-Fi password name, but I was told that I could after 24 hours, which I waited, and I changed it. And now I've changed the username and the password, and now I can't get in.
Okay, so that's interesting. Yeah, because it should be like a WPA personal type of connection and a PIN. It should not be asking for a 4-to-8-digit PIN. Let's try this. Let's see if maybe we can get the WPS active.
Okay, so when I selected, I just went to my Spectrum one, and it's fine. It's not asking me for anything. I double-click on my Archtop, it's showing locked, and it's still asking me for a PIN.
Okay. So it's not allowing you to type in anything other than numbers?
No, it's telling me that it won't connect without a PIN from the router label.
That's so odd.
And there's no label on this router.
Yeah. I get that. I totally understand that. So let me see if I can find a pin for you. So it's interesting because there's no pin for the router. That's the crazy part. Because the only type of pin would be literally the password. And if you change the name.
My password wouldn't fit. It's only allowing 8 digits. The password that Archtop gave me is about 18 digits long. Mm-hmm. And I changed it. It wouldn't fit in this spot. It's only allowing 8 digits.
Okay. So can you open the internet settings?
I can't open the internet. I can't get to the settings.
Okay, no, so it would be directly on your settings computer, like on your physical computer. So if you go to the search bar,
mm-hmm.
and you type in Wi-Fi settings.
Gear, I'm on settings, the gear, and then devices, network, Wi-Fi.
So you would go to the, yes.
Okay, I'm there.
And then
in the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where do you want me to go now?
So, like, for example, when you right-click or if you can click on something, you would be able to click on connect, and it should pop up with the requirement of a password.
Say that again? I'm under Wi-Fi settings in this thing, and it's not – you need to be clearer.
Sorry. So when you click on the one – when you click on the internet name, so like the name for it.
No, when I'm in settings and you go here, there's no name. It says show available networks. I can show
yes.
them.
So and show available networks.
I did, and right click on. I left click. It won't allow
yes,
you to
yes, left
right
click.
Okay, and then it says connect automatically. I click connect. I can unclick automatically. And click connect and see if it works. And it still wants an 8-digit pin from the router.
Okay. So that's very interesting because the encryption type should be AES and the security type should be anywhere between WPA or WPA3, like WPA2 or WPA3. That should be the way that it is.
It is not. It is not, and it's not allowing me to hook up. So I need a PIN number to get on. It's not allowing me to get on without a PIN number.
Okay. So what I can do right now is I can open up a ticket. Unfortunately, I don't think anybody's going to be able to come over until tomorrow.
I won't be here tomorrow. I'm at work all day.
Okay.
I won't be home until 4:30.
Until 4:30? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I can do is I can put in a ticket for us to give you a call and help walk you through it. If we need to send out a tech, we will send out a tech. Would that be okay?
If you can't give me a PIN, it's not going to matter. I need a PIN.
That's why I'm going to create the ticket for it so that we can figure that out.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't be asking for a PIN.
Okay.
Okay. So just bear with me as I do that. And while I get that done, do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold?
Go right ahead.
I do appreciate it, Deborah. Bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.